Hey everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back
for another episode of
TJ
and TJ. I mean Celine
and Selinas. So okay, I thought I was recording. We've been talking for like 3 minutes.
Yes,
quite. Totally making ourselves laugh.
Yes, as per usual.
Yep. But it was, in fact, not recording.
No.
There was some sort of weird glitch that just happened.
Is what it sounded like.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Kind of summed up our whole podcast in one less than mill of a second clip.
Just like a very annoying hissing sound.
Mm-hmm. Just relatable.
I felt that.
Yeah.
So we did do the whole shtick of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It was recorded, or so we thought, and it wasn't, so... Just to like recap what we're talking about, we're actually talking about the effects of soap in the vagina.
The vagine.
The vagine. And why it's not good to completely scrub a dub dub down there. Your pH levels set themselves, ladies, so please keep it to the outer limits, okay?
And ivory's the best to use.
Ivory, yes. I recommend a nice Irish spring if you're feeling a little spicy. The better. You scrub the outer limits, as I call them, to be proper and manual. But if you want to go into detail and science, the labia minora and majora are what you want to scrub, and not the internal evolution of your vagina. And yeah, just keep it clean, keep it cute.
Less fragrance, the better.
Yeah, have a husband.
It irritates it.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to itch. Once you itch, you gotta.
Once you itch, it's a bitch. That's better than my
thoughts. Yes, we don't want to go to the doctor and explain that we scrub-a-dub-dubbed too hard down there and now you have gonorrhea.
Could you get gonorrhea from soap?
I mean, probably not from the gonorrhea.
If you get it from soap, then you look, get Tiffany, new soap.
You do not have soap gonorrhea. It is the 32 partners you had last night. I'm sorry if you're a Tiffany and you listen. It's not an attack. It's an education.
It's a PSA, public service announcement for you.
I'm sorry. That it just came from within me, pun intended. And and it is not what we're talking about, like I said. You already went through the shtick. Thought yes. We'd do it again.
That one was better, though. The other one was good, too.
This one was better, yeah.
But that one was funny.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was funny, too. But
they're always fun to do. I love it when you do it. Because it sounds very serious, and you're like, hi, everybody, we're here to talk about it. And I'm like, what are we talking about?
And I have to, like, usually think of something on the spot.
I usually look at something. I don't know where the vagina cleaning came from. I usually look at something.
Did you look down, or?
I know, I did. I should have.
Like, oh, there we go.
Ah, there she is.
Yep. Hello.
Hello, love. But did we do our... We're back?
No.
Oh.
We kind of did. No, we didn't. Like, we did like a playful one.
Yeah.
But let's do it, because we always do.
All right, everybody. It's TJ.
And Celine.
I got you.
I was like, wait, what?
And we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things.
Got you in the beginning there, though. That felt right.
I did. I was like, wait, no. It's wrong.
What are we actually talking about, TJ?
Not about the vagine. Oh, darn. I'm no expert.
Summer's Eve, ladies. Just kidding. That's actually kind of bad for you, but anyway.
We're here to talk about Moon Knight.
Episode 4. Right?
Yeah. Episode 4. We just got done watching it.
Yeah. Fresh. Like fresh the off the boat like my parents were once.
I think you say like my vagine.
She also.
Sorry.
To get a good enough bathtub, it feels like it. Just rolling around in that water and you're like, oh.
Yep, yep. Yeah, Moon Knight episode 4. What do we think?
So we talked about this last podcast. I still really don't know, like, what's happening. I'm okay with it. I'm, like, cool with the ride. I felt the same way about WandaVision, kind of with Loki. Like, I don't know what's coming next. I really don't even have that many theories. We have one.
No.
We have like one big theory that is probably right because...
The third personality.
Yeah. But other than that, we really don't know squat. Yeah, this episode was very action-packed, I would say. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of explanations.
Still.
Fourth episode out of six, and we still don't know. Just to give you guys a heads up, still no connection to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And there were no new introductions of any human characters. So we still have the same cast happening.
Yes.
There was a small surprise introduction at the end that we had to Google.
The Google. No, the Google.
The Google. She knows all.
Sorry. Yeah, it was a good episode. I mean, okay, look, here is the thing.
Here's the dildo.
For the machine. I don't know what's happening.
Not a clue.
But I'm enjoying it. The not knowing.
Yeah. I'm not, like, troubled.
No.
I'm having fun. But let's talk about our favorite part. But before we do that, I want to give a quick shout out to TJ. It's my birthday week, and I'm sure you've heard me complain about it before, but I have lost my Harry Potter book set. And I've been complaining about it for the past year and doing nothing to fix it because your girl has other books to buy and I've just been lazy. So actually, I had put a set of Harry Potter books in my cart. They happen to be the Gryffindor set. And I also put another set of books, which happened to be the Hogwarts Library set, in my cart. They've been in my cart for probably 2 weeks. And Mason saw my cart and was like, don't buy any more books, Lee. Like, we're literally, like, just like, losing money right now because of all your books.
That's like, well, then, Mason, don't breathe.
Yeah, literally. Like, what's wrong with you? But it was so, like, he was too nonchalant about it. I should have caught on. But he was like, instead of being like, Celine, stop it. You're spending, like, so much money. He was like, don't do that. That's, like, weird. Why are you buying all these?
Let me live.
TJ ended up buying the exact same set I had put in my cart for my birthday, and it's beautiful. They're up. I'm looking at the box right now. They're stunning. Gryffindor colors. That's my house. By the way, if you didn't know, I'm Gryffindor and TJ's Hufflepuff.
Yep.
And I've gotten the question before, what are you besides Gryffindor? Because all Gryffindors are something else. Next up was Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
I think the same with you, right?
Next up
is Ravenclaw.
Yeah, I'm a mixture between Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff.
I'm like 51% Gryffindor and like 49% Ravenclaw.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like 63% Hufflepuff and 37% Ravenclaw.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that I now have a complete set of Harry Potter books again, and I also have the illustrated versions, which made me cry. I won't admit this again, even though it's on the record, but I did cry when I opened them. It was...
I was like, wait, no, it's not your birthday. Your birthday is next week.
Next week, yeah.
But when this episode comes out, it will be your birthday.
Yes.
So, yes. Happy birthday, Celine.
Thanks, guys. But yeah, I just wanted to shout out my good friends, my BFFs, very good choice in gifts, and...
I debated. I'm not even retired. I don't know why I'm yawning, but I'm glad I did.
I cry at everything. But, like, gifts I typically won't cry at unless it's, like, something emotionally valuable to me. And Harry Potter will always get me a tear. He also got me, guys, I posted it on my Instagram, and I'll post it on our TJ and Celine Instagram. But he got me a spoon that says Osseo Coffee. And I have a regular spoon that I use every morning to mix my coffee. So cute. I use it this morning.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. It's sitting there right now. Anyway. Oh, and then shout out to TJ's mom, Lisa, and him for my Happy Birthday Bitch candle.
That's what it says on it, is Happy Birthday Bitch. That was my mom's idea. Because my mom is
my
a delicate flower.
She's my spirit animal.
A delicate feminine flower is how my mom has been described.
Fragile.
Very.
Fragile and weak.
Shrinking violet, really.
Really on the wall. A wallflower. Mm. Yeah, I just want to tell you guys how... I'm essentially bragging about how DJ's my friend and not yours, so...
Yep. All you bitches in high school, you missed out.
Fuck y'all. I just want to brag how awesome my friend is. And fun fact, guys, just like a little life update. TJ, Mason, and I are going to Vegas in October, right around Halloween. So we might like podcast about what we did during that trip.
What happened through Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's true also.
Not that I expect anything to happen, but.
Ladies of the night are spread wide and far. Ooh. Ooh.
I'm sure they are.
Okay. I wanted to shout TJ out for that sick gift, because...
Well, thank you.
He done good.
But happy birthday. I'm glad that you enjoy it, and...
It was fun.
It's a beautiful set. I'm jealous.
You have the same set.
I want the box, though.
I wonder, could you get the box?
I looked!
No, you can't. No. You have to buy the whole set again?
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying, especially if you bought them all as they were coming out.
Yeah, I bought them as they were coming. So they released the first two, and I was like... I thought they were just releasing the first one for the anniversary of the first book.
Yeah.
And then they started releasing the other ones, and I'm like, oh, I really want it. Is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, I really want it. So I started buying those books, and then they released the last book, so I had all of the house editions. And then they announced this beautiful house box set. Comes in this really cool... fancy box.
It's like a magnetic, like, I don't know. I could only show you pictures. I have to take a picture, actually, so I might post one if you're lucky and I remember. But it's super pretty. All of the house ones are basically house colors. I'm Gryffindor, so Gryffindor is actually like the U of M colors.
Yeah.
So
it fits.
Yeah, it works really well. And then he also got me the Harry Potter Jim K. illustrated, the first four that have been released, which are, guys, so cool. I actually flipped through the first one last night after you left.
They're beautiful books.
So fun to look through.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you have kids and you listen to this, it's TJ actually.
Or don't have kids.
Or don't, like, whatever floats your boat. TJ got them with the idea that, like, we'll have kids soon and, like, get them into the Harry Potter fandom. Anyway, I want to shout my best friend out, so.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoy it. Yeah,
so
well, what do we want to talk about this episode? I don't really know where to go.
Okay, I have a couple things that I want to talk about, and then if you like want to chime in.
I'll do that, because I don't really know what to talk about.
So,
because nothing really, I mean, stuff happened, but nothing really happened.
Like, that sticks out, I get what you're saying. So one of the things is, there's a couple things that are, like, sort of have been revealed, but are finally revealed to Layla, which is Mark Spector / Stephen Grant's wife. And it's that Mark Spector was there when her dad died. And she, as an audience, kind of known this, but she finally finds out. Two, she is told that Khonshu wants her as the next avatar. So she's also revealed that information. And then finally they enter the crypt of Amit, whoever, and are looking for her. So here's the deal with this show. They don't explain to you exactly what they're doing. So throughout it all, when they're, like, looking in this crypt, you don't really know what they're looking for.
No.
Okay, so they're not telling you, like, oh, we're looking for this small statue that's in something, like, a mummy's gullet, essentially, is what happens. But they don't tell you that you're looking for a small statue. In my whole head, I'm thinking, oh, there's, like, a gate that they're gonna have to fucking open and, like, release Amit
from. Like, some sort of weapon.
Yeah. It's a small statue, just like how in the previous episode, Khonshu was enslaved, Amit was enslaved.
Khonshu wasn't in this episode, I realized. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, he was not. That's a good call out.
Yeah.
So yeah, we finally are shown that that's what they're looking for. They find it. And actually, you know whose tomb? Alexander the Great, or Mr. Great.
Yes.
As he calls him.
Yep. I don't think his tomb was ever actually found, was it?
No, they never found his tomb. Mm-mm.
They didn't find Nefertiti's either.
Mm-mm. They did not.
Anyways.
I mean, I would not want to.
No.
Cursed.
Yeah, no, I...
If they ever find Nefertiti's tomb, all those people are dying.
100%.
That's how the world ends.
Literally. I saw the mummy.
Yeah, literally. That's all I know.
Yep. Yeah, so they find the statue.
Yeah.
Or it's like a... It's a statue, but it's almost like a...
Like a figurine.
Yeah, but there's like a... Another name for it. I can't think of it.
Totem?
Yeah. It's closer.
I'm on the vibe that you're sending. Yeah. I just don't know the word.
Like something that you trap something in.
I want to say relic, but that's not right. I get what you're saying. It's something that's enslaves, tethers.
Yeah.
It to
it the binds river. Them.
Yeah.
But I know there's a name for it. I just can't think of it.
I know. You're totally right. I just can't. Totem is more like a praised...
Yeah, something you pray to.
Yeah. Well, you'll think of it eventually. So, yeah, we find the small figurine that's of Ammit, and at the same time, so does Arthur Harrow. And all of this is pretty generic. Like, you knew it was going to happen.
And then there's like... I'd say that's, like, a good way to describe the episode.
Yeah.
Not the scenes themselves, but the story of this episode is just, like, it's not bad. It's just...
It's pretty predictable.
It's pretty predictable, and I feel like it doesn't really go anywhere.
No. The biggest part of this episode is the end.
Like the last 5 minutes.
Literally the last 5 minutes is the biggest part of this episode. Is the biggest, like, set of information I'd say we've gotten so far.
And even that, we still don't...
We still don't know what that means.
We haven't gotten a ton of information.
We still don't know what that means. Do you want me to run through that part real quick? Or would sure. you like to?
I'll let you.
Okay. So...
Unless you want me to, it doesn't matter.
But... No, I can. Okay. So, at the end, when they find the figurine of Ammit, Arthur Harrow and his team also find the figurine of Ammit, and it's, like, kind of a standoff. It's really, like, guns versus knives. At this point, Mark only has, like, an axe to protect himself, and they all have guns.
It's a very pretty axe.
It is beautiful. It's probably shouldn't be used as a weapon.
No. More decorative than...
Yeah.
Than like anything.
Not... real weapon. It's like what you hang in your house.
It's like a decorative thing. It's like Egyptians almost. Like did where like yeah. It was like a decorative thing they gave them to guide them in the afterlife. Not really meant to be used in real life.
Well, like, you know how people have like katanas hanging in their like houses
because
they bought them from Japan? Like, it's like you're not actually going to sword fight.
Okay.
I wish I had one actually. I don't know how you legally bring those back. I think you're allowed to bring anything that's a sword that's sheathed though.
Yeah.
So Arthur Harrow has a small standoff with Mark Spector, Stephen Grant, and he shoots him twice in the chest, and Stephen falls into this like moat around the sarcophagus, and he like it looks shallow, and then all of a sudden he's like floating through time and space and like into another dimension, probably. All of a sudden, he wakes up, and he's in a literal mental hospital, and all of the things that we've been seeing are, like, stuff that his roommates, for lack of a better term, are doing. So, like, there's a cupcake, there's a drawing of Khonshu, there's Layla, she's a sociopath, too.
Moon Knight is an action figure.
Yeah, Moon Knight is an action figure.
The fish.
Stephen Grant is a character in a movie, the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arthur Harrow is, like, the chief psychologist. And, so, like, this is, like, where it's, like, what the fuck's happening?
I'm still, what the fuck's happening?
So, then Mark, because it's Mark, not Steven right now, is, like, whoa! He runs out of what's-his-face's office, Dr. Harrow's office, and is, like, oh, I need to hide. So he runs into a room to get away from all the attending people, and he sees another, like, sarcophagus or whatever. The bed they're in.
Yeah.
And it's like, let me out, let me out. And then he opens
it. In it,
you plonker. He opens it and it's Stephen.
Mark,
is that right here? So then they're like, oh my God, I love you. And then they run past another sarcophagus, which I'm like, let's introduce the third personality fucking already, okay?
I thought that's how it was going to end.
When they walked past this shaking sarcophagus, it's like fully like doom, 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 doom.
It's fine.
When you saw that, wouldn't you be like, that's curious, because one of my personalities just popped out. I wonder what this other one is.
Mm-hmm. But no.
No, they just run past it. Not a worry in the world.
None.
TJ made a really good call out in this episode. So Steven is wearing dark colors and Mark is wearing light colors. We don't know what that means.
It might not even mean anything.
It might not. I feel like it does, though.
I feel like it does. Although I would have thought they would have been reversed. Like the hard-ass one would have worn the dark colors and like the...
It makes me think that Mark is the main personality. It's Mark Spector and Steven is just a passerby.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
I mean, to be fair with that, they have confirmed that Wendy and Alan Spector, whatever his parents' names, they're confirmed cast members on the show. So
but what is their significance other than his parents?
Well,
if you know, I don't know. So.
Well, what they confirm is that one of the things for me, I don't know, like beyond this, but that it's Mark Spector's body. It's not Stephen Grant or Jake Lockley's. He's actually Mark Spector. That's all I know, confirmation wise. It'll bring me to this part. At the very end, we get like doors open, double doors, and all of a sudden you like hear this stomping, and you like they look up, Mark and Steven, and there's this hippo, and it just goes hi, and it's in like full Egyptian garb. We looked it up, and it's Tawaret, who is the, and I hope I'm saying that right. I apologize if I blundered that. She is the goddess of birth and fertility. So what I think that means is that she's going to bring him to his parents, which might be key in something. The fifth episode is infamously the most, like, information action-packed episodes of these shows.
Yep.
So.
It literally in every
show.
Every Marvel show that has had.
So I'm assuming we'll get his parents, we'll get the third personality, and we'll get, like, Moon Knight fully in his powers. Because once the three personalities converge, if I remember reading correctly, then, like, the full power of Khonshu is enacted.
Mm.
They just have to be in sync and know each other. Because only Mark and Steven know each other right now. They're the only three.
So it's kind of what the show is setting up is the three personalities fighting against each other, fighting for control.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the show is them working together.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because like, so far I've been like, what? I like it, but I'm like, what is the point of this?
It's like kind of frustrating, I would say, that he's just not like either of them are not letting the other take the helm on spots where like one is more knowledgeable. Like when there's a fight, Steven should just let Mark take over. When there's like an archaeological dig, Mark should just let Steven take over. It shouldn't be like, no, I want my body.
In it.
In it. Plunker.
I just love saying that because it's like.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
In it?
Huh. British people be like, I'm British.
I'm British. Where's the water?
Just kidding. I actually love British accents. So, oh, fun fact. So, where I work, I had to call someone for a verification of employment. And the guy was British. Like, a very nice British accent. Not like, not like,
London.
Like a Cockney accent, you know?
He's not from the ghetto. He's from probably like Piccadilly Circus and just like grew up his whole life with money.
Isn't it?
He would say, isn't it?
He would, yes, he would.
Is it not?
Yep.
That's what he would say.
Yep. Is it not? Yes.
Is it not?
Yep. It's very cool. Anyways.
I once was dared. It was like junior year of college, right at the precipice of my partying days. And I was dared one drunken evening to talk in a British accent all night. It was right after I had studied abroad for like a month. And so I thought like my British accent's not bad when I'm actually trying. But like when you're drunk and trying to convince people that you're British, it was rough. So then I was fully in it though. I was talking like, they're like, oh my God, how long have you been here? And I was like, oh my God, so long. It's been too long, I think, you know. But
ages.
Like ages, I don't know. Months, years?
I don't know.
Who knows? At this rate, love. Oh God, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, goodbye. Anyway, all of a sudden, love. This guy, he's our group, and Mason's like dying. Because he's like, because every time I talk, people would be like, oh my God.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. You know? And I'm not half bad at it. It's easy to believe when you're drunk, yeah, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So this guy comes at the table, and he's like this goofy looking dude. And he comes at the table, and he's like, where in London are you from? And I was like,
Liverpool.
So I wish. I straight up, I go, born and raised in Kent, mate. Where are you from? And he was like, oh my God, I grew up in Kent too. And I was like, I was like, oh no. He's like, what school did you go to? And I sort of looked at him. I pulled his arm and I looked at him and I fully broke out. And I was like, look, dude, I've been dared a lot of money to talk like a British person all night. So you need to let this pass. And he was like, dude, I'm faking it too. Oh my God. And I was like, I could have fucked you up.
Uh-huh. That's anyway, funny.
I got away with that that night, and I think I won like $100.
Worth it.
Totally worth it. I'll do it again.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, but.
Are you familiar with Catherine Tate at all?
Kate Tate.
Kate Tate. I don't think you didn't watch Doctor Who, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, she played Donna, red hair.
Oh, yeah.
She had her own show in the early 2000s called The Catherine Tate Show. Mm-hmm. Freaking amazing. And she does like a lot of she's from London.
Yeah.
But she does a lot of exaggerated like accents.
Yeah.
And one of them, it's like kind of a Cockney and, you know.
From Babes.
And on there, she like, she'll say something. She goes, I don't know. It's so funny. It's on YouTube. It used to be on Netflix, but I'll watch it every now and then if I'm like looking for a funny.
I don't know.
It's so funny.
So lovely, babes.
Yep.
Babes, where are you from, babes?
Kind of like that, or like she'll play like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "Isn't it though?
Isn't it though?" Oh, love so funny. It. Sorry,
I'm done. Like every London stereotype. It's so funny. But okay. Anyways, back to the show.
Sorry,
I was gonna say when the hippo came on. I don't know how to say it.
Tuareg.
Tuareg.
That's my guess.
It made me think of Sexual Chocolate, Eddie Murphy.
The hair.
I was like, oh, it's Sexual Chocolate from Coming to America.
That's actually a very good reference. Google that right now. If you've seen the episode, now Google this.
Yep.
If you don't know what that is. And if you don't, then you're...
That's even before our time.
Yeah.
Because I came on the 80s. Yeah. So.
So then this hippo golden goddess of birth and fertility comes on the screen, and she looks like she would have like a hello voice. And then she goes, hi.
Yeah.
And she kind of sounds like me, actually. Hi!
It's super cute, like, yeah.
She's adorable. And then they start screaming, ah! And then the episode ends.
Of course.
Mason called it, though. He's like, episode's ending right here.
Yep.
So I was like, ew. And that's really all that happened. I know that seems like maybe a lot to you guys, but it really isn't for a show.
No.
How many minutes have we talked, even?
Half hour.
Well, we did break out. I would say 15 minutes of it is the show.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it just, like, kind of ends on you're like, ugh.
Not again.
Come on.
This would have been a good show to binge.
I was just going to talk about that. Me and Celine always talk about we love getting to watch a show back to back to back. I really hate the week to week basis, and I wish I had the willpower to wait.
We probably could if we weren't going to podcast it. Like, we could wait, I guess.
I don't think I could.
I could wait a couple weeks. I could be like 2 weeks and watch a couple episodes. I don't know if I'd be able to wait the entire 6 weeks.
No.
Especially with like spoilers and stuff. I think that's what gets me. If there was no social media to ruin it, then I think I'd be okay.
Yeah. But I feel like if I waited 6 weeks to not use... Honestly, the only social media I go on is Facebook. And that's to look at Marvel stuff because... I like to know.
Yeah.
I think going 6 weeks without it, it would, like, I would have missed the Thor trailer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would have sent it to me, but you did send it to me.
Okay. Once in Blue Moon.
We'll talk about that next, though. Yeah, it's a good episode.
They're all good, and it's fun not knowing, because typically, TJ and I have talked about this, it's like fun not knowing what's next. Typically, we always do know.
Yeah, because we've said it before, this is the first character where we have not been introduced to him before. Nope. This is our first introduction to him, so we have no background on who he is, what he's like, and what or who he's done.
I mean, yeah. A little bit of who he's done.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's just we're really along for the ride for this one. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they tie it, how or if they'll tie it to the MCU in this show.
Yeah, we'll.
Or if it's just standalone and then he'll be introduced elsewhere.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I don't know. We have a lot of loose ends to tie up in two episodes. And I've said it before, and they've done it before, where they've tied it up, but...
yeah. It'll be interesting.
This would be a show I would have binged, though.
Yes, 100%.
TJ and I have also been watching The Magicians, which is also a weird show and confusing.
It started off really good. The last couple episodes have been really weird.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how the books are. I don't know.
We're giving it
I'll still watch it. Yeah. I mean...
we're giving it its moment in time.
Yeah. It's just a little weird. The last two episodes have been really weird, but...
I think it's setting it up for something. I don't really know what, but...
I don't know.
Anyway.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about with Moon Knight?
I do not.
Okay. Let's change subjects here. I want to talk about two things related to Marvel. One of the things I was thinking about is with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness coming out. So excited. Do you think Vision will be in it? Not the Vision we know, White Vision. Which is technically now the Vision we know, because Vision put his memories back into him.
Yes. I hope so.
Because Paul Bettany, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, air quotes, denied it. But so did Andrew Garfield.
And Tony Liar.
Liars.
I feel like they have to. There's got to be something in their contract that says, like, you can't fucking talk.
I have trust issues because of Marvel.
Tom Holland's the only one that's like, fuck it.
Yep.
I'm telling you all everything.
I'm in the movie!
I feel like he's just like scared.
I feel like at first he actually did have loose lips, and now they've like played on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's a good marketing
way,
you know? Like, oh, he leaked it. You know? Anyways, yeah, so I was thinking about that. I was like, Vision could be in the movie. I mean, why wouldn't he be if Wanda's in it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd have a big part.
No. If anything, he might come in at the end.
Mm-hmm. To save her?
Yeah.
Because he's technically now Vision.
Yeah.
But he's White Vision.
Yeah. And I know Paul Bettany has said, like, he would play this role forever.
Why not? Yeah. That's why I'm like, even if you just took a smaller role in the movies...
Mm-hmm.
It's a guaranteed paycheck.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
You know, like even, Tony's dead, but Cap, like if he was just running Avengers Campus
mm-hmm.
and he still just popped up here and there, it'd be so cool.
He'd still probably get $1 million per movie.
Yeah. You just would step back and wouldn't have as big a role unless you chose to. Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth's playing it smart, I think. Because he knows he has an audience.
Well, and I mean, he's very pretty, but he doesn't have the best movies.
I don't think he picks movies well.
Like, I'm talking about other than Thor. Like,
yeah.
Men in Black wasn't that great.
That was even, like, better than whatchamacallit, that boat movie.
Yeah, the one with Tom Holland.
Yeah.
That was a terrible movie.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah. Can't remember the name of it, but.
Probably because it's not useful.
Like Into the Sea or something?
Or like Black Hat.
Yeah.
That looked like it would be good and sucked. He's just like not a good picker. I liked Men in Black only because him and Tessa Thompson have such good chemistry.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was literally the same movie with different people.
Yeah. Exactly. That kind of segues me into the next topic.
Yeah.
We had a trailer drop this week.
You guys.
And I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, speaking of the trailer, TJ always sends me the trailer first, and I sent him the trailer this time, because he was busy.
So I've been very busy this week at work, and Celine texted me, and I texted her, and then she texted me back. She goes, did you see the trailer? And I'm like, no, what trailer? And she sent it to me. I'm like, oh my God, no, but I'm going to watch it right now.
Yep.
And what trailer was it?
Love and Thunder. We just talked about how they haven't released a trailer, and it's like the closest to the movie that
it's
ever been.
86 days?
Yeah.
Not that far away.
No.
Like, part of that worries me too. Like, are they not done with the movie? You know, I think there's a tie to Doctor Strange somehow.
Because the trailer itself doesn't release a lot of information that we didn't already know.
No. It's really just more of like a visual trailer.
Like, we already knew that the Guardians would be in it to some capacity.
Yeah.
We already knew that we knew it was right after Endgame. What we didn't know is if he was still going to have Fat Thor and like a montage of him becoming not Fat Thor. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
We also knew that King Valkyrie, you know, was King of Asgard now. And then the biggest one, TJ, what did we know that we got to see at the end of the trailer?
Oh, the Mighty Thor.
The Mighty Thor.
Or as some people call her, Lady Thor. But they're not calling her in that.
They're calling her the Mighty Thor.
Which I think is kind of cool.
I agree. With a put together Mjolnir.
Lots of super glue.
Lots of duct tape, man.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of the most anticipated reveals.
Mm-hmm.
was how she was going to look.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see much, but we do see her wearing the Thor helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool, because the Thor helmet it's made an appearance in almost every Thor movie other than the Dark World.
Yep.
But it has never really been utilized.
Mm-hmm. Like, worn.
As part of the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it looks corny.
But it looks good on her.
But as I say, it looks really good on her. It looks mm-hmm. really cool. And from what I've seen from, if it's accurate, leaked material,
mm-hmm.
is that Thor will also have a helmet in this movie. He'll actually be more comic book accurate in this movie than most other movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did you see at the beginning of the trailer when he's running and they show him as a kid? As a teenager, then
yeah.
As an adult. As a teenager, he's wearing his very, very comic book accurate costume.
Yep, I did see that.
I love that they're doing that more.
I know. I was, like, worried about it for a while, but they've been doing it really well.
Yeah.
Like Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how they changed up her costume, but still kept it.
Really, if you think about it, even with early Marvel,
yeah. The
only ones that they've really stayed pretty close to is Iron Man and Cap.
Yep.
But that's because, really, how can he change it?
You can't.
You know? So it's very cool seeing comic book accurate costumes in a funny and fun way.
So how do you think that, they're going to follow the comic books that Jane gets sick?
I don't know. Part of me thinks no. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Or is Mjolnir going to deem her worthy? Because it's put back together.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm curious. We really don't know a whole lot. There is a scene of him kissing somebody with, like, blue hair.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who that was, but I was intrigued. There's a very funny moment in this trailer.
It's my favorite one.
For those who have seen Endgame, and if you haven't...
Sorry.
But there's a very funny scene. It's at the end of the movie when Thor and Peter Quill, Star-Lord... are having a conversation, and they're debating on whose ship Peter's ship is,
mm-hmm.
and who's in charge. And that like few minutes of footage is, I think, some of the funniest footage.
My favorite part is when Peter is like sometimes when things are hard, you just have to look at the ones you love, and he like looks at his guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thor peeks his head, like, right in his line of vision. And Peter keeps trying to look around him, and Thor keeps trying to look at him, too. And he's like, what are you doing? Nothing.
Just staring.
Just staring. Sorry, am I in your way?
Their relationship is so funny.
I love their relationship.
Because it's such a dick measuring contest between the two. And, I mean, obviously Thor's going to win. I mean, come on.
Yes. In fact, I feel like Peter Quill has a small package.
He is the small package.
Doesn't that feel right? I don't know why.
It does feel very right.
I don't know why.
I'm
sure he can do a lot with it. I just don't think it's large.
Yeah. It's so funny, though. They're just... I love that they're continuing that in this movie. And...
I heard a rumor that he will be making an appearance... Thor will be in the Guardians movie as well.
They're the Asgardians of the galaxy.
I love that.
I do wish this one would have been... Or not this one. I do wish the next Guardians movie was called the Asgardians of the galaxy.
That would have been fun.
Because that would have been... It's just such a... It's a fun title.
It is.
You know, if it was like written in the Guardians of the Galaxy style font, and then like it was like scratched over and said Asgardians above it or something.
I agree.
You know?
That would have been cute. That's actually a genius idea. They should have done that.
Thank you. You're all weak.
You are kind of.
Yeah. I have been. Every day but Monday. Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. That's all I have for Thor. All I have for Doctor Strange.
That's all I have.
Last question before we wrap it up.
Sure.
How do you think Moon Knight's going to end? I really have no idea, so I'm actually curious to see what you think.
So, we'll meet the third personality, assumed to be Jake Lockley, one of the more popular personalities, and the most angry of the personalities. I think that Moon Knight, instead of becoming, instead of like jumping back and forth with each persona, I think it'll be like a tangible like switcheroo. Like they'll just let each other. I don't know. There's something big that's going to happen. I just don't know what.
Here's my theory about what's going to happen. At the beginning of this episode, they show Khonshu.
And the multiples.
They show his statue, or his... I still can't think of the word.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
His statue of that he's been bound to.
Yeah.
And they show a guy putting him on a shelf with other statues that you assume are troublesome gods that have been bound.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that somehow these statues are going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And... Moon Knight's going to have to come kick some ass and either put him back in their place or get him to behave.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be the end.
Or or we'll need all of them to put down Amit.
Yeah. Or that too.
Because she's a demon.
Yeah.
So she's, I was reading on her, and as a deity, she's actually quite powerful because of her ties to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, because, dark is usually stronger than light.
In fact, yeah, I think it was the power of Anubis was needed back in, like, Egyptian texts to put her back in the ground. So we've only been really introduced to some of the gods, and we're missing a bunch of them, like Anubis, Horus, the big ones, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think that it could go either those are bad gods and they're not doing good, or those gods help put down Amit with Khonshu.
Yeah.
And the avatars.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens. It'll be interesting to see where we go from here with him.
I have not a clue.
I don't really either.
I have not a clue where we're going with this.
Mm-mm.
Not even a slight idea. I just don't know.
I just don't know.
I just don't know.
In it.
Tuesday.
It
was water.
Water. If British people listen to this, they'd probably be like, that is atrocious.
Us. They're deleting us. They're removing us.
Yeah. All right. I don't have anything more.
Nada.
Yeah. All right. Well, if that is all we got, then TJ and Celine. Ah-hoo, tonight I have to go. Ah-hoo, tonight. Yeah. I don't know why I thought of that, but... Love that song, though. Love Rosario Dawson, who sang it. Well, she didn't originally sing it, but...
But still, she did good.
She perfected it.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Don't wanna for you.
Two.
Might be crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye,
bye. Bye, bye. No, seriously, goodbye.
No, bye. Bye. Goodbye, motherfucker. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. She came out from within.
She?
From the vagine.
Hey, we started with it. We got to end with it.
Oh, yeah. Just like humans.
Yep. Yeah. Just like Ma.
I feel like home. It's so warm in here.
All I remember is it was nice, warm, and squishy, and then a bright light.
And then I was naked.
And then I was naked, and a doctor slapped my ass.
Like a motherfucker. Sorry. I'm tapping out.
All right. No, we're really done.
We're actually done.
Bye. Bye.